The Pittsburgh Pirates. Be honest, when I say their name, the first thing you think of is abject futility. But as we enjoy baseball's All-Star break, the Pittsburgh Pirates sit in first place in the National League Central Division. It's the first time they've been in first at the break since 1997, 15 years ago. Last season, the Bucks were only a game out of first place at the break, but faded to fourth place, 18 games behind the Central champion Brewers. Even in 97, when they led at the All-Star break, the Pirates finished with a losing record. Their last winning record, 1992, 2 decades ago, when their best player was some guy named Barry Bonds. By all accounts, the Pirates play in one of the most beautiful ballparks in baseball. PNC Park opened in 2001 and has hosted only losers since. So will this be the season that the Pirates become winners again? So far, it's their pitching that has carried them. Former New York Yankee A.J. Burnett and James McDonald have won 9 games each and are a combined 13 games over 500. The rest of the staff is pedestrian at best, but the Bucks do have an all-star closer in Joel Hanrahan. And it's a good thing that the pitching is strong, because other than superstar outfielder Andrew McCutchen, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who knows the names of any of the other Pirates starters. McCutchen is having a breakout season, hitting around .360 with 16 home runs and more than 50 RBIs. After him, how about Rockies cast-off shortstop Clint Barmas? He's hitting right around .200, also known as the Mendoza line, after former Pirate shortstop Mario Mendoza, who hit under .200 in 5 of his 9 major league seasons. There's 36-year-old catcher Rod Barajas. He's hitting a robust .215. Third baseman Pedro Alvarez and outfielder Jose Tabata are hitting around .230, though Alvarez has hit 16 home runs. In fact, second baseman Neil Walker is the only other starter besides McCutchen hitting better than .250. Another factor in Pittsburgh's favor is its manager. Clint Hurdle is in his second season with the Bucks, and he's trying to do what John Russell, Jim Tracy, Lloyd McClendon, and Gene Lamont could not do before him: win the division. Hurdle has had success before. A 2-time National League Manager of the Year, he managed the Rockies for 8 seasons, including 2007, when they won their only National League pennant. He is widely considered to be a player's manager with an even, patient temperament. And now he will have quite a test. Keep a team that hasn't won in 2 decades in the hunt, either for the division title or for a wild card berth. The National League Central is not as strong as last season. The Brewers lost a lot of talent off of last season's division champion. The Cardinals lost their manager, Tony La Russa, to retirement, and lost Chris Carpenter to season-ending injury. Still, the Cardinals and Reds have enough talent to compete with the Pirates. It could well be a 3-team race to the end. It'll also be interesting to see if the Pirates are buyers at the trade deadline instead of the sellers they've been for most of the last 20 years. If they do trade for a key piece and that piece turns out to be a hit, who knows? Maybe Pittsburgh fans will have to delay their football fandom. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.